Good night, Pebbles and Fred. You should both be real comfy.
Night, Wilma.
I don't know how long I can stand being married to a pocket-sized husband.
That's enough water, Henry. I don't mind showering in the sink as long as no one turns on the garbage disposal.
Here's your toothbrush, dear. Lots of luck.
Don't worry, Wilma. I have a fine grip on the problem, and I got a big enough mouth to handle any toothbrush. I got all the chemicals now, and all my laboratory equipment is set up in the garage. And I have a great inventive urge. No, Dino! Down, boy! Here! It's like having an orangutangosaurus for a pet.
Hey, look, buddy. Fred's got his signs up. Keep out. This means you, Barney. Genius at work.
Must be that time of year again, Barney.
Yep. Fred's on that inventor kick again, and that means trouble.
Oh, look at Pebbles, Barney. Isn't that cute? Go ahead, Bam Bam. You can go play with Pebbles and her mammoth.
Hey, take it easy with that mammoth, Bam Bam. We don't want the Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Mammoths on our backs.
I'll never get over it, having the strongest boy in the world for a son.
Well, let's go see what the mad inventor is planning to spring on the world.
Hi, Wilma.
Hi, Betty.
Hello, Wilma. Has the new Mr. Edistone invented anything yet?
Not yet, Barney. Cactus tea, Betty?
Please.
Some cool grape juice for me.
Fred's still out in the garage. He's been mixing chemicals all week long. Last year, after missing 777 times, he came up with a new revolutionary soft drink, 778 up. One lump or two, Betty?
Two, please.
Anyway, the soft drink turned out to be just plain glue, and we got stuck with it.
Luckily, I got a sweet tooth.
I think I'll go watch the action. The laughs will be good therapy.
Well, be careful, dear. No telling what can happen when Fred's inventing.
How true.
I'll wear Bam Bam's football helmet to be on the safe side.
I think I have it. Just a pinch more of stodium and a dash of H2 gravel, and I'll sell this formula for millions. It could change our future shapes.
Are you Freddy boy? You all right, Fred?
At last, after months of research, I think I got it.
What, Fred? A new fuel to send the first boulder to the moon?
In my hand, Barney, I hold the long-awaited solution to man's greatest problem. I call it Fredocal. What do you think?
Fredocal? Fantastic, Fred. Unbelievable and simply amazing. What is it?
Only the greatest invention since Thomas Edison invented the candle. It's my own reducing formula. One swallow and pounds melt off in seconds. Watch. First I step on the scales. And when I drink my Fredicale, I'll instantly be the proper weight for my height.
According to your weight, Fred, you're about 2 feet too short.
Out, unbeliever, out, out!
I'm outing.
How can us geniuses work with nuts like that around? Ha-ha! Now for the moment of discovery.
Oh. Something is happening.
I can feel it. Wow, I lost 5 pounds already. Hey, if that little dose works, then a bigger dose should really make me slim. Bottoms up. Something's happening. I'm feeling lighter all the time. Oh, now I overdid it. I've reduced all right, but the wrong way. Oh, I can't let Wilma see me like this. Hey, Bon, come back. Now you'll believe me! Call a doctor! Oh, no wonder us scientists get discouraged so often! Help! 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 Help!
Huh?
How dare you hit your master? Put me down, Dino. I'm in a hurry. I haven't got time to play around. Now, beat it.
Yeah, who? Nobody here. Must be some kids knocking on doors and running away.
Open up, Barney. It's me.
Well, funny, I can hear Fred, but I can't see him.
It's me, Rubble, right here.
Well, where, Fred? Where?
You're down here. Just look, will you?
Wow. Don't know if you noticed it, Fred, but you shrunk.
I know that. It's that darn Fredicale I invented. It reduced me to just a little guy.
Well, for a little guy, you sure got a big problem.
Yeah, well...
Look at the good bug.
Hold it, Bam Bam. This is no bug. This is your Uncle Fred.
Yeah, me. Hiya, Bam Bam. Very funny.
Hi, Barney.
Hiya, Betty.
Oh, hello, Fred. Lost a little weight, haven't you? Fred!
Oh, I did it again, Betty. I invented a reducing formula, and this is what happened. I gotta get back to size. Till I do, don't tell Wilma. I gotta get to a doctor.
Now, don't worry, Fred. I'll drive you over to one.
Oh, thanks, Bon. You're a real pal.
Hey, I better carry you. Someone might step on you or something.
Oh, boy. How humiliating.
Poor Wilma. She's gonna have a big little problem on her hands.
Got your seatbelt fastened, Fred?
Oh, no.
Then let's go.
Yes? Who? Dr. Petstone. A veterinarian? Dino?
He seems to think he needs glasses, but I think it's just psychological.
What do you suggest, Doctor?
Well, I'll just give him some plain glasses and mail your bill.
Here we go, Fred.
Old Doc Slimbrock might be able to help me.
Yeah, and maybe he'll just charge you a small fee to match your small size.
May I help you, sir?
Yes, nurse, I,
Oh, what a cute little boy. Coochie, 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 coo.
I'm not a cute little boy, I'm a cute little man.
You mean he's a man?
Yep, just a new compact type. That's why he's here, to get back to normal.
Oh, doctor... Looks like a severe case of malnutrition to see you.
Oh, doctor, looks like...
Yes, yes, I heard her. Send him in.
He said...
I know, I heard him.
I don't know what they need me for.
You may go in now.
I wonder if elevator shoes will help.
Must be a rare form of shrimpophobia.
Oh, the pain of it.
Poor guy must be in terrible pain. He must be awful sick.
Oh, he was cured weeks ago. The doc just gave him the bill.
My, what a cute little boy. Would you like a little lollipop from Docky Wacky?
I'm gonna pop you if you don't knock off that Docky Wacky stuff. I am a grown man. I mean, I'm a man who isn't grown up anymore.
Yeah, he invented some juice that reduced him down. Can you fix him up?
A most unique case. I'll have to run some tests. There, that's been long enough. Temperature is normal.
Now what, Doc?
I'll just look at the situation from another angle, under the microscope.
Will you hurry up, Doc? I feel like some kind of microbe or something.
Now just relax, Mr. Flintstone. I'm going to take your blood pressure. Blood pressure, normal. Now to test your reactions and reflexes. Ready?
Hey, watch it!
Perfect reflexes. Never got you, even once.
What kind of a test is this?
I'm merely going to take an electroanalysis. We use an electric eel. Wonderful! You came through marvelously.
How reassuring.
After a thorough analysis and careful study, I would recommend aspirin twice daily.
You mean aspirin is gonna get me back to size?
No, but it will help relax you until you get my bill. But don't worry, that formula should wear off sooner or later.
Oh, great. No telling how long that's gonna be.
Well, there's one good thing about this, Fred. It should cut down on your food bill.
Will you quit clowning and get me home?
Shall I come in and help you explain?
No, you only mess things up.
Okay, Fred. So long. And may all your troubles be little ones.
Oh, boy. Why do I have to have a comedian for a neighbor? Hi, you dinner, old boy. I wonder how Wilma's gonna take this. I better break the news to her gentle-like. Hello, Wilma.
Oh, hi, Fred.
Well, that was easy.
Fred, what have you done to yourself?
Now, don't panic, Wilma. I can explain. It's that reducing drink I invented. It reduced me. I'm sorry, Wilma. I guess I'm just a dope.
Oh, don't belittle yourself.
Don't say that word!
Oh, guess we have to just learn to live with little things like this.
There she goes again.
We better break the news to Pebbles.
Yeah, I guess so.
Oh,
Pebbles, dear, your father has something to explain to you.
Huh?
Go ahead, Fred, explain.
Hi, Pebbly Pooh. You see, it's this way. Hey, now wait. Oh, well. Guess I'm the first daddy ever to be rocked to sleep by his little girl. Now what? Oh, the toy soldier bit, huh? I better go along with it. Clink, 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 clink.
Clank. 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 Clink.
I just don't know how I'll explain this to the bridge club. Oh, Fred, Pebbles, dinner's ready.
You know, I think Pebbles is adjusting to the situation just fine.
Well, being small certainly hasn't hurt your appetite, Fred.
Yeah, maybe I can eat my way back to normal. Hey, where's your pepper?
Over here, I'll pass it to you.
Never mind, I'll get it myself. I may be small, but I'm wiry. Ooh, I never realized how heavy this thing was.
Need any help, dear?
I can handle it, Wilma. Achoo!
Oh, Fred, really, if you want some spaghetti, you should ask for it.
Oh, you're funny, Wilma. You'll wow 'em on the moon.
Good night, Pebbles and Fred. You should both be real comfy.
Night, Wilma.
I don't know how long I can stand being married to a pocket-sized husband.
That's enough water, Henry. I don't mind showering in the sink as long as no one turns on the garbage disposal.
Here's your toothbrush, dear. Lots of luck.
Don't worry, Wilma. I have a firm grip on the problem, and I got a big enough mouth to handle any toothbrush.
Wait till Fred sees what I found in the paper. Just what the doctor ordered.
I'll get it, Wilma. Okay, come on in. The door's unlocked.
Are you, Fred? Whoa, a perfect three-cushion bank shot right into the side mouse hole.
I'm out.
I think I found an answer to your little problem, Fred.
What is it, Barney?
Look at this ad I circled in this morning's paper. Wanted, new novelty acts for the Ed Sullystone TV show. Apply Bedrock Broadcasting Company.
What does that have to do with Fred, Barney?
Well, as long as Fred is little, he may as well be rich. Meet the greatest ventriloquist act in showbiz, Rubble and Flintstone.
Hey, I get it. What an idea. Yeah, I'll be a great dummy.
Let's try a routine, Fred. Say hello to the people.
Hello, people. Hello, people.
Oh, brother.
Do you know what's round on both ends and high in the middle?
Yeah. Oh, hi. Oh.
Hey, Fred, can you give me 25 cents for a sandwich?
I don't know. Let me see the sandwich.
Oh, we'll be great, Fred.
Yeah, only it's gonna be Flintstone and Rubble. Ha ha! Holly Rock, here we come!
We ought to be a hit right off, Fred. All you gotta do is tell a few corny jokes while I drink water and stuff.
Get ready, Barney. We're on after this dog act.
I tell you, Ed, baby, this Dogosaurus is the greatest talent find since Stony Tufts. Okay, kid, you're on.
Mama! Woof, woof, woof!
That's a really big talent right here on our stage. What happened? He was great. I can use him.
That's his only problem. He can't forget he's a dog.
Next really big act.
That's us, Fred. Let's go.
Oh, a big ventriloquist act, eh?
Yes, sir. The best in showbiz. Say hello to Mr. Sullystone.
Hello, Mr. Sullystone. How are you? I am fine.
Very good. Your lips didn't even move.
A funny thing happened to me on the way to the studio.
Remarkable. He does it while drinking water. And you certainly have a goofy-looking dummy. That's very important.
Now, just a rock picking minute. You're no picture postcard yourself, you know.
Say, that's pretty good. Real convincing and dumb looking, too.
Boy, are you looking for a fat lip?
Hey, easy, Fred. Remember the act.
Nobody talks to me like that. Give a guy a TV show, he thinks he owns the world.
And no hands either. Amazing.
Come on, Bonnie, we're leaving.
Really, biggest act I've ever seen.
But.
Oh, forget it, Bonnie!
Terrific exit. Beautiful, fantastic. Bravo! I'll use you on this Sunday's TV show, live, coast to coast. You'll be a star.
Star?
That's the magic word.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
I wonder how he does that. His lips never move, and there's no strings attached.
Oh, boy, we're going to be celebrities.
Yeah, we may even get our footprints in Granite Stone's Chinese Theater.
It's Holly Rock next for us. Yeah, Fred, you'll be the biggest little act in show business.
It's about the size of it. Oh, hiya, Dino. Yep, we made it big.
We'll be on Ed Sully Stone Show Sunday night.
I always knew Fred would make it big.
Me too, but not so small.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight, live from Bedrock, the Ed Sully Stone Show. And now, here's Ed.
Good evening and welcome to our really big show with our really big acts and really big celebrities in our audience.
He's really big on those really bigs.
And now for the act that I will make famous right here on my stage, the sensational Mr. Rubble and his really dumb-looking dummy, Flintstone.
Boy, is he asking for it.
Easy, Fred. Don't get sore. Say something funny to the people, Fred.
Hello, funny people. Hello.
Say, Fred, your hair is getting thin.
I know. Who wants fat hair? Barney, something's funny.
That's the whole idea, Fred.
No, Barney, something's happening to me.
You're getting heavy, Fred.
Yipe, the reducing formula. It's wearing off.
I think we just outgrew this act.
Oh, how terrible.
What a time for this stuff to wear off.
Oh, poor Fred and Barney. I wonder what'll happen to them.
Hey, wait, hold it. No!
Out! No! Well, what do we do for an encore, Fred?
You're right, Wilma. I am swearing off inventing for good.
Until the next time, huh, Fred?
Now, really, Fred, do you promise?
You have my solemn word. Look, I'll even empty my last batch of Fredical out of the window.
Good for you, dear.
I promise never to tamper with things I know nothing about, like science and stuff.
He sounds like Dino.
Yeah, I'll let him in. Come on in, boy. Down, Dino, down, boy. Heel.
Oh, dear. Dino must have gotten into the formula.
Isn't he cute?
Oh, cut it out, Dino. Dino, cut it out. Down, boy, down. The heel. Down. Oh, stop, Dino.